Track 5, The Washery.
The washery started at the south end of the island there, and it extended up to where the reeds begin there. It was quite a big building. It covered most of the colliery's boundary. They had shaker conveyors, you know, with different diameter apertures in the plates. And what it was, the coal used to come up the shaft in trams. It would go in a tumbler then and emptied onto a conveyor. And then it would go onto a screen. And they had men then, what they call picking off the screens. They used to pick the muck off the screens and chuck that onto another belt. But the smaller stuff then, because you couldn't pick everything, it used to go into a big wash basin then. But because muck is heavier than coal, the muck used to sink to the bottom and the coal would float. And then because the water was circulating all time, the coal would be taken off and it would go down again, and then the water would go through the sieve. That's all you were left with at the end then, was a very fine small coal, as we called. But what they used to do years ago, they had a big tower which was full of water, and the, you know, as the water was circulating, this tower was full of dirty water. But because there was no restrictions on what you could put into a river years ago, on the weekend they'd empty this tower into the river.
Try to imagine the scene as Mike remembered. A stark and imposing building awash with noisy machinery, pumping away 24 hours a day, 6 days a week. The water tower casting a shadow over where you stand, with water as black as tarmac cascading into the river that plots the same course as the path today. This wasn't a place for wildlife. It wasn't really a place for people. And at stop 6 we will discover where all the coal went.
Follow the path alongside the white line and around the lake until you come to the wooden bridge. Listen to track 6 on the bridge.